There are 35 high-definition cameras ringing me, in a ring around me. I'm in the center, and they shoot my body at different angles. And I'm told that transmits what looks like an entire body image back there to New York. These cameras, I'm told, talk to the cameras in New York. So they move, and they know when to move when the cameras in New York move. And it looks a little different from a real person there, but it's pretty remarkable.
Still Jessica Yellen, and you look like Jessica Yellen, and we know you are Jessica Yellen. Let's get back to the important politics of this night.
Interesting. The way he's talking, he would have you believe that he's actually looking at her in the studio in front of him right now. Let's see what he actually sees.
Just to be clear, though, did Wolf Blitzer actually see Jessica in the studio when he was looking at the place where she was supposed to be standing?
No, she was really being inserted into the studio using chroma key technology, green screen or blue screen. So physically she wasn't there, but electronically she was sort of, let's say, overlaid into the studio.
So why then did CNN point people towards CNN Hologram TV First on YouTube, which clearly is stating in its info that this is a hologram?
Yeah, it was very impressive, I got to say. But it did, in a way, look like a cutout. There was kind of a halo around the correspondent's body. Why was that?
Well, I believe the folks at CNN did not want to give people an impression that the correspondent was physically in the studio next to Wolf. And so they enhanced it, and we made it look a little bit, I don't know if I want to say synthetic, but make sure that the home viewer knew that the correspondent or the person being interviewed was really not in the studio.
Like a hologram?
Well, we also saw in the coverage last night that there was a recreation, I guess, of the Congress, where we saw different seats that were going to be given over to the Democrats as they won last night. Why did you do that?
That was just to further tell the story of the action last night in the election and the progress of both parties. That was part of our 3D animation technology, where we can change the colors quickly and represent or tell the story in a better way through the 3D imagery.
Next question tells it all.
And why are networks interested in this new technology?
Well, you know, networks are trying to get folks from the internet back to television, and it's important to tell a story with as much imagery as possible to quickly get the idea across to the home viewer in the best possible manner.
And this hologram stunt shows just how far they're willing to go to get viewers.
But to be clear, it's not actually a holographic image. It looks like one, but the technology isn't quite there yet to actually recreate a holographic image.
You're probably correct.
Probably.
I think we're making great progress in getting there. I mean, again, you had about 40 cameras, high-definition cameras, taking shots at different angles of the correspondent in Chicago. And I think as the computer technology gets better, as graphics technology gets better, you're going to see quite an improvement.
If these large corporation-owned news stations would go this far just to boost ratings, makes you wonder what else they would manipulate, doesn't it?